Hi, guys. Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. We recently had the chance to chat with Jesse from the band Bleached, and we talked about everything from George Burns to Fleetwood Mac. Here's Jesse talking about the origin of Bleached, as well as her musical background and working pretty closely with her sister and bandmate, Jennifer.
Well, when we were in Mika Miko, like towards the end of Mika Miko, we already started even thinking about Bleached. Like, I remember the last Mika Miko tour we did, we were like, what should be the band name that we're gonna do when we go home? Like, what should be this? And like, that's when like we were just thinking about Bleached, and we knew like Mika Miko was kind of like coming to an end, and like we wanted to keep playing music together. And so that's where like Bleached started. Both our mom and dad were like, you know, our mom is a singer. Our dad was like, our dad's a musician, and so like I started playing through like growing up listening to like our dad playing guitar, like, and he still does play guitar and still makes music and stuff, and like my dad got me like a bass when I was like in sixth grade, and then Jennifer started playing guitar on our dad's guitar that he made himself, so it was like a really big influence to us. It's really what you see in those pictures with like us together. It's like that we're definitely like, we have a lot of fun together being sisters.
Was the song No Friend of Mine. A bit of irony there, talking about all that family, but such a great track. We couldn't resist. It was actually my producer engineer's idea to pop that one in there, because it's a great song, and he's a cool guy. Anyway, that was released on the Ooga Booga label off the Francis 7-inch.
I've read about your shows in the past. Can we expect the same high energy as shows from Mika Miko?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is like, I feel like me and my sister work so much. I was just in the car with like six people listening to me doing interviews. I had to get out of the car. But anyways, me and my sister work so much off of like people's like energy, where it's just good energy, you know, and like when the crowd goes crazy, it's like then we can go really crazy and have so much fun. And like, I mean, even if it's not a crazy crowd, we still have a lot of fun, but it definitely like works together. It's like, it's not just us playing live, it's also the crowd. Like, it's, you know, like we just want all of us to like be having like a crazy good time. And like, sometimes when I'm playing, honestly, like, I'm almost like, man, I wish I was in the pit right now. but yeah, it's like, I hope that it's like really fun and crazy, and yeah.
Cool. Let me ask you about the song "Searching Through the Past." It's a great catchy song. One of the catchy songs I've heard in a while. What's the? Can you tell me a little bit about that? What's the inspiration?
I mean, Jennifer basically starts off songs with melodies. She writes all the lyrics. She writes all the melodies of the songs. And so I think it was, you know, started through just like when she wrote it was like going through any kind of like situation with relationships, you know. And then she basically has a song, she writes it, and like Jim will like send me the demo. I'm like, all right, cool, I got something for that. And I'll write a bass line and a guitar lead for it, and like that's how it you know goes. But I think that song in particular was like a going through a relationship.
Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. I am Charles Brownstein. I hope you're enjoying our conversation with Jesse from Bleached. Let's check out the track we were talking about, Searching Through the Past. But before that, if you'd like any information on the band, check out their website at hellobleached.tumblr.com or their MySpace page. Or if you'd like any information about the show, you can go to www.northerntransmissions.com or email us at northerntransmissions@gmail.com. And we're on Twitter at Northern Trans. I've been searching through the past, thinking about what we once had. Boy, don't tell me I'm crazy. Boy, don't tell me I'm crazy. I've been missing you so. I had come across on the band's Tumblr site a picture of Jesse and Jen posing at the gravesite of JonBenet Ramsey. So we talked a little about that and their love of pop culture.
Oh, yeah, we're like John, yeah, it's me and my sister and Jenna, the old, she was also the, Jenna, who is also the singer in Miko Miko. Yeah, JonBenet Ramsey is a big fan of mine. I think me and my sister are really big, I think it's maybe because growing up, like, when we were kids, like, famous, like, celebrity deaths and stuff like that were, like, really big, you know, like, our dad would, like, make a big deal about it, and, like, oh, the Simpsons trial, all that stuff, and, like, and it was always, like, a really big part of our lives growing up, especially living in Hollywood. Well, I mean, not living in Hollywood, but living around Hollywood, like, in L.A., it was just, like, it was kind of like a routine thing to murder scenes. Like, we'd go by like crime scenes as like kids, being like, oh, that's where Nicole Simpson's died. And like, we used to like go by the house when we were kids. And like, yeah, it is, it's like totally, it is trippy, but like, I think just growing up with it around you, it's like kind of like really like normal and natural, it seems like. But then also, they're just like, I think because they're celebrity, like, crime scenes, it's like, you know more about it because people want to write books about it, and so you start getting into more of, like, the history, and, like, someone isn't completely, you know, the real killer isn't caught, and you just want to, like, get to know that. It's, like, really creepy and, like, just, like, this weird thing, and, like, you just want to, like, to, you know, to just get to, like, really know, like, what do you think happened, and people's, like, theories on it, and, like, yeah. It's just, like, really entertaining and interesting, and, yeah, and then writing a book, being, like, if I did kill, you know, it's, like, that's the fucking shit I live for right there, like, really, like, and it felt really, it honestly, it sounds really crazy, but, like, when that book came out, it really felt really good being, like, a part of it in a weird way, or, like, yeah, I fucking, like, grew up, like, in that neighborhood, like, down the street, you know, and, like, I remember when that, all that happened, like, the day it happened, and now some 10 years later, he's writing a book about If I Did, you know, and it's, like, still going, and, like, it kind of feels good to be a part of that history of, like, oh, I remember that, but also that's could just be, like, that I'm just getting old. I'm actually just getting really old.
Oh,
had an experience from last night. I feel like there's I guess it is like sexism, but a lot of the times it's not even about like playing or the music we make. Like some of like the toughest dudes will like love our music. It's more of just going to a show, you know, and like expecting like buyouts or a certain amount, and I go up to them and I'm like, oh yeah, I think we get buyouts for tonight, and the guy's like, no, you don't. I'm like, well, it says it on the contract. He's like, no, I can't give you that. I was like, man, if there was like some crazy dude here right now, like he would give me my buyout. But because I'm like a girl, you know, he's like, I don't have to give her buyouts, you know, like that kind of thing. It's just like, and so we meet, you know, and then I ask somebody in my band, I'm like, hey, can you go ask for buyouts? And like our drummer can go up and be like, yo, give us the buyouts. And then it's like, oh, okay, here are your buyouts.
You know, we're really, like, everything is so open nowadays. Like, we know so much about, like we were talking before, about people. Are you comfortable, like, having, like, your pictures, like, accessible, like, to see by millions of people, like, on your blog spot? It doesn't bug you or ever, you know? You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean, just, like, personal pictures or just, like, everyday pictures?
Yeah, like that.
I actually personally don't go on the internet, and I don't have a computer, and I know there's like a lot of stuff happening, right? I was talking to Jen this the other day. I was like, sometimes it's really hard for me to do interviews because they want to ask me about a lot of blog stuff, and I was like, I honestly don't do that. I don't know that. And she's like, well, why don't you just say that? You just say like, I don't go on the internet. And it's true, like I don't go on, and I think the main reason is because I don't really feel comfortable seeing, like, when I do go on Facebook, I see, like, a picture posted of me or, you know, or even just looking at fan stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to look at this. I don't know, it's just, like, it is kind of a weird feeling, but I like playing music, and so I respect the fact that there are people that want to post things up, and because they like your music, they like your band, so I respect that,
right.
And I don't, like, go against any kind of internet thing. I let it happen, but I just don't get involved in it. I'm like, well, that's cool, do what you gotta do, but I just don't get involved, and that makes me, like, it makes me just feel better about myself, and I was like, all right, you know, that's cool. The only thing that sucks is going on tour, everyone has their iPhone on the internet, and I have a bag of, like, 10 books. I have a bag of all of Richard, I don't know if you know Richard Brautigan, one of my favorite authors. That's all I read on tour. While everyone's on the internet, I'm just reading books about Renaissance and Richard Brautigan.
I can't tell you what I think of you, 'cause I know that I'm too scared. If I tell you what I think of you, 'cause I know that I'm too scared.
was the track Think of You off the Carter 7-inch released on Artfag Records. Hope you enjoyed that song as much as we did. And that's the end of the show. Thank you again for listening. Thanks to Jesse from Bleached. Big thanks, as always, to Spencer Carson for doing such a great job tying the show together. And thanks to you, as always, for listening. And we will see you on the flip side.